This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, I have yet to see you as stressed as you are today.
I'm fine.
And I know that the baby daddy's not helping much.
I'm fine.
Now you're talking about your son. He's not really helping very much either.
Everything's fine.
You're kind of on an island by yourself.
Yeah, it's happened my entire life.
It's going to be okay. You're going to get down there.
You know what? You don't know how resilient single moms are. Not to go on a tirade about that. And single fathers, for that matter. Single parents had just got to get stuff done. Like, we don't have a partner to help us. We have nobody to help us. And we just have to just get it done. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know how we deal through the stress through life when, you know, for example, I remember the worst day of my life was I had a two-day walk that I had to do for the radio station in Vail, right? And so I have a kid that's 3 years old. And I have no family here. And I'm like, I asked the baby daddy, and his whole family lives here. I'm like, can somebody watch him for the two-day walk for 2 days? And he's like, no, nobody can watch him. I'm like, okay, all right, cool. So my dad had to drive all the way from Illinois, because my dad doesn't fly, drive all the way from Illinois and watch my kid for 2 days so I could do the walk, because we had to do it for a client.
Holy moly.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He drove in from Illinois just to watch for 2 days because you did the walk for the, Susan Coleman?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's a great dad.
Yeah. And my dad is amazing. And so, you know, you just get it done. This has been a lot.
Yeah, you got one great dad and you got one schmuck.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we define that.
My dad.
Well, Jamie is headed down to El Paso, Texas. El Paso, you say? Well, vacation capital of the world, right?
Can't wait to go.
Oh, by the way, we're hearing from people, though, on Texnado that El Paso is really a cool place and safe.
And super safe. So I already told my kid, I was like, listen, we're going to El Paso, and I guess I did a stereotype. I'm so sorry. I just thought along the border it was going to be dangerous. That's on me, you know, to stereotype. But I thought, oh God, we're all going to be on the border. It's going to be scary. No, it's one of the safest cities in our country. Because I told my kid, I'm like, we're locked down. I'm scared to go there. We've been all over the world, but this one's scary to me. I don't know because I feel like it's drugs and, you know.
Yeah, but, I don't think necessarily because of the border, whatever. I think that any major city, you assume that there's sketchy parts of that city.
Yeah.
And that it could be dangerous. When I think of, like, if it's going to hit the list of America's safest cities, I think places like Cheyenne, Wyoming. Lincoln, Nebraska, or something like that. You'd think anything a metropolis of some type, that probably is a little dangerous, you know? Denver, by the way.
I've watched too much El Chapo stuff, because to me, El Paso is like drug runners, and like, you know, they all carry a gun on their hip, and I don't know, it's just... I had it in my head wrong.
Yeah. Well, we're hearing that it's a very safe place. It's a very beautiful place, great food. And she's headed down there to get a passport because she's got a trip booked in a couple of weeks and doesn't have the updated passport for her son.
Right.
And so can't do it here.
If you have a kid under 16, both parents are supposed to show up. Well, the dad isn't allowed to fly with me to go to El Paso, which is fine. I'm just like, these people are exhausting, right? So he has to sign a document, and then we have to have it notarized because everything is full here in Aurora. Every appointment's taken.
Yeah.
So El Paso happens to have an opening. So we're taking all the paperwork, and we're going to hope we have everything we need, and then we'll get a passport.
Now, are you sure? Are you sure the office in El Paso is an expedite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right
because, under. Because, I mean, we get tips all the time. Hey, come visit us up here in Evergreen. We'll meet you at the post office. We can get a passport. No. That's going to take weeks.
Yeah.
We need something done like within days.
No, this is the passport.us.gov
really?
Site.
Yeah, there's only a certain number in the country.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of them, right. Yeah. I know there's one in Tucson, too.
Yeah, but I tell you this. Every time we talk about this, we find out that there's more than what we thought there were. Because at one time, we were told there's only three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One was Philadelphia. Mm. They were big cities.
Washington.
Washington, D.C., yeah. Philadelphia, and Denver. Now we find out there's El Paso, there's Tucson, there's blah, blah, blah. It appears to me they're everywhere.
Well, they're not everywhere. I'll look it up for you, but I know that there's like seven now.
Yeah.
I think they made a few, so... So it's going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. I was crying in King Super like a freak. You guys.
Yeah.
I don't cry.
Yeah, but this has been torturing your life. You're dreaming about it. This is consuming you.
I know, but I was just like, come on, Jamie. There literally are bigger issues in this world than a stupid ass passport. Like, that's when you have to take yourself by your own neck and collar and go, come on. Yeah. Is this really a problem? And you have to have a talk with yourself. Like, you're fine.
Yeah. When I see people crying in King Supers, I don't think that they're having passport stress.
Exactly.
I think maybe they can't find the kumquats.
Cantaloupes are sold out.
Maybe they locked the baby in the car.
No, listen, that is a true story. Like, you have to think that there were some people at King Super trying to figure out how to pay for groceries. Like, you have to have a talk with yourself when you get like American Green style, you know? You really do. You have to go, dude, come on.
I'm in line. All my groceries are up there on the conveyor belt, and here I am. I don't have my wallet with me. Oh, geez, I'm crying now. I don't think passports.
No,
I really
there's
don't.
Real things in this world to cry about, and that is definitely not one of them. And then I got mad at myself for being just a really greedy, entitled human, you know? Because it did feel stupid after all, you know? But whatever.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen somebody cry at King Super. I'll be honest.
Well, you weren't on the phone with the baby daddy. So.
No, I wasn't, but I would be picturing, like, you know, like somebody's in jail. I gotta go get them out. Passport would not ring a bell with
Okay, my God.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.